I'm an old man now, and a lonesome man in Kansas.
Mr. Wizard, why the fuck are you telling me this? Mr. Wizard, why the fuck are you telling me this?
I'm not afraid to speak my lonesomeness in a car.
Why the fuck are you telling me this?
Not only my lonesomeness, it's ours. All over America.
It afflicts mostly homosexuals and drug addicts.
Homosexuals are men who know nobody and who nobody knows. Does this sound like me? Does this sound like me? And this is not hypocrisy. This is reality. Roy Cohn is not a homosexual. Roy Cohn is a heterosexual man, Henry, who fucks around with guys.
Come to my lone presence into this vortex named Kansas. Vortex named Kansas. Vortex named Kansas. Vortex named Kansas.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
Mr. Wizard, why the fuck are you telling me this?
Say it.
We must be over the rainbow.
Say, Roy Cohn, you are a homosexual. Say it. And I will proceed systematically to destroy your reputation and your practice.
And your career.
Homosexual, gay, lesbian, you think these are names that tell you who someone sleeps with? They don't tell you that. They tell you one thing only. Where does an individual so identified fit in the food chain?
Roy Cohn, you have had sex with men.
Who let themselves be fucked in the ass by saintly motorcyclists.
Many, many times.
And screamed with joy.
Many, many times.
Who blew and were blown by the human seraphim.
Many, many times.
I have sex with men, but unlike nearly every other man of whom this is true, I bring the guy I'm screwing to the White House. And President Reagan smiles at us and shakes his hand.
A constitutional duty as old as our republic itself.
Smiles at us and shakes his hand.
You're from Kansas, right?
And President Reagan, tell you one thing only. Not who I fuck or who fucks me, but who will pick up the phone when I call.
The president.
Better.
His wife.
Carl Solomon.